And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. If you're a longtime resident of Superior, you've probably driven by the whaleback boat, the SS Meteor, docked at Barker's Island countless times. Likewise, Spooner residents may not at all give a second thought to the men's room of a particular local bar. But visitors may find those oddities that locals view as everyday sights a reason to make a visit. Two Wisconsinites have made those journeys and have compiled them into a book. Tom and Christy Manis of Eau Claire are the authors of Secret Wisconsin, A Guide to the Weird, Wonderful, and Obscure. They'll be reading from the book at White Bird Creations in Spooner for Ladies' Night Out on November 25th, beginning at 2 p.m. And they join me now. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Tom and Christy.
Thanks for having us.
We're glad to be here.
So which came first, the book idea or the visits?
Well, the visits came first because we're travel writers for online and also print publications. And we just love traveling, and we love traveling by two-lane highways and back roads by small towns. And small towns, that's where you find a lot of quirky things. And so we've compiled this list throughout the state for years and years and years, and we've also found some new ones to put in the book. But it's eventually, you know, we had a publisher that wanted us to write a book, and they finally nailed us down, and we said yes, and we absolutely loved it. Because we like telling stories about unique places that we find and discover.
Christy, how many did you see before you said you had to write a book?
Oh, we have seen so many things. We probably could do a second edition already and probably a third edition. This is our passion. This is what we love.
We have a list of over 500 things already for our next edition. So we're ready.
All right. Well, let's go through a few. And I want to start with those local to our area. Tell us about the Concrete Park in Phillips.
So the Concrete Park is something that people drive by every day. And I think they may not really realize how much fun it is and really the depth of it. But originally, you know, it was from a lumberjack, Fred Smith, and he started creating concrete art. He was quite a quirky guy. And one by one, he built these concrete figures. He also had a tavern there, which is still in operation now.
He saved all the bottles.
Right, all the colorful bottles. He put any shiny, colorful object he could get and put them in the concrete, in the statues.
They still open the tavern occasionally. But what's kind of exciting about that now is they put on art classes. And Tom and I actually went over and did a felt art class a couple of weeks ago and had a blast. People don't know all this stuff is going on at that concrete park.
I'm wondering if it helps to visit the tavern before you take a look at the concrete.
Well, I think it might. Yeah.
All right. Well, moving along, you have an entry for Luck, Wisconsin, as the yo-yo capital of the world, or formerly so.
Who doesn't love a yo-yo? They were originally produced in Chicago, and the guy was running out of lumber, the head of Duncan Yo-Yo. So he moved his whole operation to Luck. And basically, everyone in town was working at the yo-yo factory. There's a museum there now in the library that houses all kinds of yo-yo memorabilia. And it also houses the world's largest yo-yo.
Mm-hmm. That was Duncan Yo-Yo. Are they still around? And I understand, by the way, he's the one who coined the term yo-yo.
He is. But no, when they closed, people were getting bored with yo-yos and they switched. They used to make them out of wood and they switched to plastic. And that's when he sold off the company and they moved out of Luck.
They're out of luck, but we're in luck because we can still go see the display at the library. Heading down to Spooner, there's a bar with a rather unusual piece of presidential memorabilia, we'll call it.
Well, so when John Kennedy was campaigning, he went to the bar, this bar, and he had a drink. I believe it was a beer. And so the bar saved the glass that he had the beer in, and they have a little display. But also, I mean, you know, it's common. You have to go to the bathroom. So where he went to the bathroom, they have a plaque on the door and they have signs above the urinal. And really, it doesn't look like it's been updated since he was there.
The name of the bar is Buckhorn Inn.
Or part of the name. I see it also has a diminutive for Richard in there.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will be sure to visit that particular room when we go to, well, we probably have to visit it anyway. So some of the quirky things you've included are Wisconsin customs and traditions and not necessarily attractions. Can you tell us a couple of those?
Oh, the proper way to eat a brat.
Yes. In Sheboygan, there's a proper way to eat a brat. And if you don't eat it the right way, I mean, there could be some big disagreements. You eat a brat on a hard roll with some brown mustard and a little bit of onion, slices of onion. And that's a tradition that's been going on forever, I think. There's also the brat oath that you can take. They have it posted at the Sheboygan Visitor Center. So they're very particular about how to cook a brat, how to eat a brat. So when you're in Sheboygan, you have to eat a brat the proper way.
All right, we will remember that. And as you said, you've got enough material for at least a second book, but is weird or quirky indigenous to Wisconsin? Every state has got something on the roadside.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah, I agree, yeah. 100%.
We have lived all over the country, and we've traveled to 48 states, but Wisconsin by far is the quirkiest state that we've seen.
I mean, anywhere in the world. We've been all over the world, too, and Wisconsin people are very unique.
They are.
All right. We are not going to argue with that, and we will take our quirky title and display it proudly. We've been speaking with Christy and Tom Manis of Eau Claire. They're the authors of Secret Wisconsin, a guide to the weird, wonderful, and obscure. They'll be sending copies and reading from the book at Whitebird Creations in Spooner for Ladies' Night Out on November 25th, beginning at 2 p.m. Thank you for joining us, Christy and Tom.
Thanks for having us.
Secret Wisconsin is available at most booksellers. Christy and Tom can be reached at their website, smalltownplussize.com. And if you have an idea about something we should cover on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. That's northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.